It's a very disorienting day. And not just because of the whole weather and have all the stuff that that's caused, but you come into the church and everything is stripped bare. You come into your pew and you want to genuflect. Many of you maybe did. The servers, as I saw them coming over, I'm like, are they going to genuflect? They did. But then last night, even after the service, after we had stripped everything bare, and today, the disorientation of everything, something being off about this day, settles in. That Jesus is not here. He's dead, and we've killed him. We can't escape or minimize our own guilt in this. Pope Pius XII, writing in the 1950s, just right after World War II, he spoke about the greatest sin of the 20th century. Do you know what he said the greatest sin of the 20th century is? The greatest sin of the 20th century, he said, is that we've lost any sense of sin. We don't really believe it anymore. We don't really believe in the power of our sin. We know we have struggles. We know we're not perfect. But the world has lost a sense of sin. And so have we. That we don't really believe that it was our sin, my sin, yours, that killed Jesus. That he took upon the cross, taking the guilt of us all. We look at it and we wonder, you know, like Pilate does, what is truth? Because you hear something that outlandish, that your sin killed Jesus, that he died for love of you and for your sins. But to not grasp this truth, this most fundamental truth of our faith, is to empty the cross of its power. The cross becomes meaningless if we don't know what we're being saved from. And we recognize this truth of the weight of our sins, not to stay there, not to remain there, but to recognize the truth of it so that we can be saved from it. The truth is that none of you, and certainly not me, deserve heaven. We don't deserve heaven. But in the back of our minds, and all of us can get sucked into this, we get into this mindset where, you know, it's just the really awful people, just the worst, like the Hitlers and the Putins of the world who go to hell. The rest of us, you know, we're pretty good people. We're not perfect, but we'll go to heaven. That's a bunch of garbage. It's not true. It's not truth. The disorienting and the horrible thing about this day that we strangely call good is that we deserve hell. We deserve hell. None of us in any way deserves heaven. But the goodness of this day is because of the cross, because of the power of the cross, which Jesus had given by dying upon it, by taking all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our infirmities, everything upon it, is that even though we don't deserve heaven, it's now been opened to us through Jesus Christ, and only through Jesus Christ. The power of that. And the truth that the crosses that we have to bear in life, the sufferings that you have, the addictions that we have that we can't break free from, that those aren't meaningless anymore because of the power of Jesus' cross. That they can become redemptive. They're the two figures. They're not in this Passion of John's account, but they were in the Passion account of Luke that we heard on Palm Sunday, of the two thieves who were crucified with Jesus. These are two men who are being crucified for their crimes, who are in the midst of immense pain. And they unveil and reveal to us the two responses to Jesus in the midst of this suffering. There's the one on Jesus' left, the unrepentant thief, who turns to him as we oftentimes do in our own suffering and say, Jesus, take me down. Get me off of this cross. And we join in the crowds in mocking him. You say you're God. Save yourself and save us. Take me down from this cross. The thief on the right side, he's known as Saint Dismas. Saint Augustine was fascinated with this figure. This man who at the very end of his life, he stole heaven. It was the last thing he stole. He stole heaven. Augustine was fascinated by him, though. And he was praying, he recounts, and asking Saint Dismas, who was promised, you will be with me in paradise this day, in my kingdom. What was it, he asked St. Dismas, that changed his heart in that last moment as he hung upon the cross, as he hung in the midst of his suffering? And Augustine said that Dismas' response, he said it was the way that Jesus looked at me in my suffering. That Jesus looked to him and he experienced the immensity of his love for him in the look of Christ in the midst of his suffering. That he loved him there. And this turned his heart to ask in this last breath of faith, because remember, you suffocate on the cross. In this last breath of faith, Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. This, in the end, is the final prayer of hope for each of us, too. It's a prayer of hope in which we experience the cross. And this is the truth of humanity that's revealed on Good Friday, to experience the cross as a place of God's love for me. That when you are in the midst of suffering, when you are bearing your heavy crosses, that you experience God loving you there. This is the truth unveiled today. And it's experiencing the cross as a place of deep and intimate love with God, where he looks upon you with compassion, that we can pray from the depth of our heart in our last moment, Jesus, remember me as you enter into your kingdom. Because in the end, pray we all do receive God's mercy. and rejoice in heaven. We'll rejoice as happy thieves, having stolen paradise with St. Dismas, having stolen what we never deserve, having received this great gift of eternal life from Jesus upon the cross. The horror of this day that we're able to recognize within us, we see that so that we can recognize the power of the cross and the power of the life and the strength that Jesus gives us in the love of the cross.